This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech.
Welcome, everybody. This is Totally Cool Tech, podcast edition number 557, Blazing Hot, for Thursday, July 12th, 2012. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here, where each of our member shows produce family-friendly and work-safe podcasts. I'm calling this one Broiling Hot or Blazing Hot because it is just killing me out here in Central California. It is 108 degrees Fahrenheit today in Lemoore, California. That was hot, at least out where I was working. Is it any bit of that, you know, global warming thing just cooking us over here? And of course, the state fair is coming up soon here in California, in Sacramento. And man, it's always hot when that comes around. So not sure if we're going this year. I did promise the boys that we'll take them, but you know, the wife and I, we'd just rather hang out inside the exhibits and all that where it's air conditioned. Yeah, we're not kids anymore. We can't handle that that heat like they do. But anyway, hey, today's podcast is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/totallycooltech. There are over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Windows Phone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. All right. With this episode of Totally Cool Tech, here's what I got for you. Well, heck, we'll just jump right into it. Why even give you the teaser? Apple leaves the environmental registry, and I guess some of the people in San Francisco, at least the government portion of that, they're not happy about it. So I guess Apple responded to some criticism by pulled some of its products from a green electronics certification registry, just as the city of San Francisco vowed to stop buying the company's desktops and laptops for that very reason. That is, that's very interesting. You know, the city of San Francisco, they try and be, I guess not everything to everybody, but they try and be forward thinking and a little different and stuff like that. But according to The Loop, Apple said that it uses rigorous environmental standards to measure its devices, many of which are not used by the certification registry that they pulled out of. And the registry is called EPEAT, E-P-E-A-T, which was created by the U.S. government's Environmental Protection Agency and several device manufacturers, including Apple. I guess EPEAT lists products that are certified to be recyclable and energy efficient. Now, Apple takes a comprehensive approach to measuring their environmental impact, and all of their products meet the strictest energy efficiency standards backed by the U.S. government, like Energy Star 5.2. They also lead the industry in reporting each product's greenhouse gas emissions on their website, and Apple products are superior in other important environmental areas not measured by EPEAT, such as removal of toxic materials, at least according to a Apple spokesman. Now, they say that, you know, they do more than this, and it was just becoming a problem, I guess, for them. And there's maybe some things that might not be recyclable here in the near future in Apple products, so that might be the reason they're pulling out. No one knows for sure exactly, but I'm sure that there will be some releases of equipment here soon that will tell the tale further. So that's kind of interesting. But I guess the government of San Francisco, City Hall and so forth, are not going to be purchasing any more Apple products because of that. So kind of interesting. I wonder what Steve Jobs would do. All right. Now, speaking of Apple, how about a different case for your iPhone? One with a tripod mount? Well, this one is called the Diff case. It's an iPhone 4, 4S case with tripod mounts. And it's over at ThinkGeek for only $15, which is like less than half of what it costs at the manufacturer's website. And this thing is just killer. I thought it was actually a really good product. Because of the way that the case is, you can hold it a little bit more ergonomically when you're trying to do it you know, hold it horizontal as a camera, or maybe vertical. It has a little bit bigger corner where it has tripod mounts on either side, so you can mount it horizontal or mount it vertical on a tripod stand. And it comes with the ability to put on these doors. You can put on a door for the back, which will be a kickstand. Pretty darn cool. It comes with one that a door that will cover the front face of the iPhone, so it protects your lens. You know, the front glass, which if you already got Gorilla Glass, what's the difference? But they have these other accessories that you can get for this. You can get lens kits that on the back case, you can get a back case for the lenses that allows you to put these different, like a 180 degree fisheye lens, a macro or micro, no, a wide lens, macro or micro, a macro lens combo unit. They have things like it looks like a C-clamp. They call it the Diff Cage Photo Cinema Rig. It allows you to turn your iPhone into a complete studio production rig. It mounts all your gear and lenses on top for quick access. It's lightweight and fully configurable. Thing's pretty cool. If you want to go ahead and start making movies with your iPhone, which you pretty much can, and with the different lenses, you might really get that look you want out of that. And there's other little accessories that you can get for it as well. A brushed stainless steel key ring, so you can hook, you know, that to the case where the tripod mount is. And custom carabiner clip, which is actually round and not like a regular D-ring. They have the little mini tripods, little flexible tripods, lens adapters, all sorts of weird stuff, and a flexible microphone, it looks like. All sorts of stuff here. And pretty soon, coming here later this month, they're supposed to have a slider dolly jib. Gives you smooth linear zooms, motion tracking. It's a mini jib, a slider. So that thing is going to be really cool, it sounds like, when it comes out. But normally this case goes for $34.95. Okay? So $34.95 versus, well, $15. Where are you going to get yours? I'm going to ThinkGeek. Well, if I can get this, I got to talk to the wife. Since my phone is actually a work phone, my iPhone. And I don't do a lot of filming or anything like that. So, I don't know. I think the wife might cancel that purchase request. But anyway. All right, what else we got up here? How about printing with sunlight? Found another Kickstarter project here, and thought this was really cool because, well, you get to print with this ink that uses sunlight. It's pretty cool. It's called the Lumi process, and for $70 you can get this whole kit. And the Lumi process is a revolutionary photographic print process for textiles, shirts, clothes, all that kind of stuff. And it uses natural materials. The process is based on Inco dye. It's mixable, dilutable, water-based dyes, which develop their color in the sunlight. Currently available are three colors, red, orange, and blue. And Inco dye can bind to any vegetable or animal fiber, such as cotton, wool, silk, suede, and wood. And once fixed, the color becomes permanent and can go through repeated machine washings without fading. That is pretty killer. Inco dye's light-sensitive properties open new possibilities for artistic and commercial uses. True photographic prints that show range of tonality rather than half-tone patterns. Printing on delicate materials such as silk, suede, and wool, which are not really capable of going through a pH or heat setting stages that you would have with your other types of printing or iron-ons and things like that. You can print on rough materials such as burlap, jute, and sewn garments. Typical screen printing, it really wouldn't be able to do well. Also, it's printing with sunlight without the need for electricity or high-end equipment. That's pretty cool. And you get the the Lumi system for $70. You can get it for pre-order. They're going to be doing, possibly pretty soon here, the $35 starter kit. And it'll come with 12 square feet and 48 square feet. You can print between 12 and 48 square feet, depending on how absorbent the material is and whether you decide to dilute the dye or not. And it comes with 4 ounces of each color and instructions on a vignette-shaped stencil, which is pretty cool because they use a different transparent film to do this. Now, the $70 system comes with an 11 by 17 specially coated paper for laser printing, and it absorbs more toner than typical transparencies, allowing you to print dense negatives. So what you do is you print your negative, you use your dye, put that over it, and let the sunlight go to work, and you're going to be printing all sorts of stuff. This is really, really cool. Go ahead, check this out. I'll have this for you. The company has gone through a Kickstarter, and they are going to be funded. They were looking for $50,000. They are currently at $69,000+, and they still have 18 days to go. They will be funded on Monday, July 30th, about 3 a.m. Eastern. That is so cool. And it only takes $1 minimum to back this pledge. So if you want to still get in on this, you can. They have pledges for $35 to get you the starter kit. $50 or more, it's the Early Bird Lumi printing system. It gets you, the $70 version. And for $70, you get, what's different? I don't know. I don't think there's a difference between the 50. Oh, they only have a few of the $50 pledges, and then everything else is like 70 or more, 100 or more, 130. You get all sorts of different things. So if you want to be a Kickstarter, and that's a great system right there, Kickstarter, you can really get things going. And this was started by a girl about 16 years ago. Her name is Jessie Jeanette, and her friend Stefan Aguvalant. I butchered his name. I'm sorry, Stefan. The duo met while studying product design and art center in College of Designs in Pasadena, and they believe in sticking with the great ideas through thick and thin, are passionate about developing new creative tools. And she really started this back when she was 16. I haven't yet finished the video to kind of find out a little bit more of the history because let's just face it. I'm in a motel. I got really slow DSL, I guess. And so I'm lucky to be able to see any kind of videos. I have to pre-download it. Then I can watch it. But I decided to record before I finished that. Anyway, but it's pretty cool. You can go to the Kickstarter, download the video, find out more about this, and do the pre-order and all that kind of stuff. So, not bad. That's going to be cool. You can do it for everything. Laptop, bags, all that kind of stuff. Anything. Killer. All right. Oh, where was I? Oh, yeah. Spy cufflinks. Now, I found this over at Everything USB, and I went to the site that they linked to, and it's called cufflinks.com. And these are Ravi Rattan cufflinks. These things come in a nice case, pretty good looking case. It costs $250 per pair, but it is a Wi-Fi hotspot and 2 gigabyte USB dongle. That is pretty darn cool. And what do you get? Now, you don't get a USB, cufflink, flash drive cufflink. You get that and the Wi-Fi hotspot. Now, after downloading accompanying software, you just go ahead and pop the USB hotspot into your computer and make ready high-speed wireless internet to smartphones or other Windows wireless devices. You can easily access media server from the host computer, and it's perfect for business meetings, airports, hotels, techies everywhere, really. And it'll work with, it will automatically set up as a router, the Wi-Fi hotspot, on Windows XP, Vista, and Windows 7. Vista and 7 can do 64-bit and 32-bit. Now, on the XP, it's only 32. but it can you can use it as a wireless LAN adapter on Windows 2000, XP, Vista 7, Windows CE, Linux, and Mac. So if you're looking for, you know, some little high-tech for that, high society geek, this might be it. Because you can, you know, for about $8, you can get engraving up to 8 characters. Takes about a week or so to get that done. But some really nice cufflinks, and they might enjoy it. I mean, I can see what Tom Cruise, you know, Mission Impossible, using something like that. That would be kind of slick. If he ever did use them in a movie, these things would be flying off the shelves after that comes out. Well, all right, let's talk about what I've been doing lately. I've been reading Audible. I haven't been reading Audible. I've been listening to Audible. Now, for you listeners out there of the Totally Cool Tech Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. And I'm telling you what, I'm using it. I love it. What do you get with their subscription if you decide to try and go with it? Well, you get one free audiobook download per month, and get the $14.95 monthly subscription fee. Members save 30% on additional purchases, a free digital subscription to either the New York Times or Wall Street Journal, member-only special sales and promotions. I get that in my inbox from time to time here. They have over 100,000 titles to choose from. It's compatible with iPod, iPhone, BlackBerry, Windows Phone, over 500 MP3 players out there. I listened to the Steve Jobs biography. That is going great. It's 20 some odd hours, and I'm like in the second portion. It's broken up into like three sections. I'm listening to it. I'm loving it. I'm doing it on my commute. Gives me something to do. Keeps me awake. But you can catch something like say Catching Fire from it's The Hunger Games Book 2, Unabridged by Susan Collins. And if you want, I'll have a link that should be able to link to it and hear a sample of that. It's pretty cool. You can check that out. Won't cost you much. As a matter of fact, you probably get that on your free trial. I think it's something you might like. If you like The Hunger Games, that would be it. So go ahead, check that out. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/totallycooltech. That's all, totally cool tech, all one word. And go ahead, get it. Get yourself a free audiobook. You'll love yourself for it. All right, what else do I have? Well, I found a 360-degree iPhone camera lens and case for $80 over at Hammacher Schlemmer. This is pretty cool. I have wanted to do this kind of stuff a long time ago. I wanted to get a 360-degree camera lens, and everything was just, it was always so expensive to get some sort of setup for your camera. You had to set up a rig. Basically, you know, set your camera in one position, have this special lens as well to do something like if you're in real estate, you do this. You go ahead and you take a 360-degree picture of a room, and then that way, you know, on your website, you can have it to where people can come in, take a look at the room or the houses or a couple of the rooms by being able to look 360 degrees and even look up and see the ceilings and all that. Oh, it's cool. But how would you like to do that for your iPhone? $80 over at Hammacher Schlemmer, of course, one of my other favorite places to go cruising on the web, find cool stuff. And this iPhone lens lets you capture seamless 360-degree panoramic video. Uses the same technology found in the U.S. Army surveillance cameras. The lens has a curved mirror that gathers light from all directions and reflects it back into the iPhone's camera, enabling video recording in all directions simultaneously without requiring image stitching. There's a free app that automatically calibrates the focus, adjusts exposure, and allows you to pan, tilt, and viewing the viewing angle perspective up to 360 degrees on the horizontal plane and up to 80 degrees on the vertical plane. The lens captures video at 30 frames per second and at a resolution of 1920 by 456. And that's for the iPhone 4S. And if you have the iPhone 4, 1280 by 304. Now, It looks kind of funky. It looks like this big old huge like microphone type of antenna on the back end of your iPhone. Well, it's removable and it attaches to the hard case, which the hard case can be used as an everyday protective cover, which is really, really cool. And there is it includes a microfiber pouch for the lens. So if you are maybe looking to do something a little different with video and things like that, like I said, if you're a real estate agent, this might be some really cool tech for you to take a look at. Don't have to go ahead and pay for a service to do that for you. You do it yourself, save yourself a lot of money. I mean, just one time, just the cost of that will more than save you what it would cost. Probably going to pay for itself in the first 10 minutes you use it. First time you put one up, you know, there's a video up on the website. This would definitely cover the cost. That is too cool. What have we next? For all you Star Trek fans, when I was a kid, I got a model kit that had all the Star Trek tech in one kit. It had a tricorder. It had the phaser, which was the model 2, I think it was. Where it had, you know, the pistol style, because the original phaser model 1 is that little handheld version. Well, that clips into the phaser 2, and I guess it gets a little bit more power because I guess there's a little bit more dilithium crystals or something in there. I can't remember exactly. I had a Star Trek manual at one time. I don't know if I still have it anymore. It might be at my mom's. Might be lost. I don't know. I kick myself for having misplaced it. But it also has a communicator. But somebody came up with this really cool, amazing Lego set. Well, they didn't create a set. They built this out of Legos. The artist's name is Tommy Williamson, and he excels at creating realistic Star Trek gadgets out of Lego bricks. And I have a link here from Technobob, which they always do a great job covering things. Not only did he do the tricorder, not only did he do the communicator, he also did the Type 2 hand phaser. Yeah, I got that right. And he also did the medical tricorder, which was that little tiny spinning light, looks almost like a shot glass almost like a lipstick case that Dr. Bones McCoy had and would wave over people and would tell them all the information, which never knew how, but, you know, Gene Roddenberry was a genius coming up with this stuff. I'm sure somebody will do that here in the near future, and they'll have a little tricorder that'll catch all that information. Actually, probably be an iPhone. Or actually probably an iPad. That would probably be the better one to have now. But this is so cool. I have a link to it. You got to see this. If you like Star Trek, especially the original, you're going to love this. This guy did a great job making this stuff. Man, it looks so authentic, so real. I mean, it's amazing what you can do with Legos these days. It's killer. So not only can you do Star Trek, you can do Boeing engines. That's right. A Rolls-Royce giant jet engine built out of Lego. Now, I guess this took, what was it? Took these guys 8 weeks to assemble this thing. And there was obviously a lot of Lego masters, but they had a couple of Rolls-Royce engineers also helped out. And 4 Rolls-Royce engine employees, guys who actually build this stuff, they got to help out. And it took 152,455 bricks, reached an overall size of 4.9 feet long and 6.5 feet wide. Man, you know, the thing weighs like 676 pounds. It's beautiful. It is a beautiful mock-up of the newest Boeing engine the newest Rolls-Royce engine that's mounted on a Boeing 787 Dreamliner aircraft. This is cool. I guess the Rolls-Royce motor is called the Trent 1000. And this is really, really just detailed. It's very authentic. It's down to, I want to say it was like an eighth scale. I believe it's an eighth scale when they did it. And I found this over at CNET. Yeah, this was so cool. You got to see this to believe it. It is so amazing. There are tons of bits of detail that are just so amazing, especially the initial intake blades that are on the engine. That is just so cool. I couldn't believe they got some of those angles, because that new engine blade design has some seriously radical and different angles on it. I just don't know how they got it and got it to have that, you know, because the blades twist a little bit as they go. Amazing. These guys are, you know, Lego Masters are so amazing. All right. Over at the Next Big Future, I found this article where this company called Reaction Engines, they successfully tested a breakthrough heat exchanger and pre-cooler that enables hypersonic flight on their Skylon space plane. Now, the thing is, with some of these hypersonic engines, there's a lot, one's called a scramjet, which is, if you go fast enough, the air starts compressing on its own, and you can create a jet engine almost out of it without having any real moving parts. But you got to get the device moving fast enough. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, you got to have some thrusters or, you know, rocket engines or something else to get you up to that. Well, this company has a Saber engine, and it's capable of operating as a jet engine and as a rocket engine, powering aircraft up to 5 times the speed of sound within the atmosphere, or directly into Earth orbit at 25 times the speed of sound. It's groundbreaking technology. They have this thing in there that they just developed and got it all tweaked right. It's an air pre-cooler, and it is designed to cool continuously the incoming airstream from over 1,000 degrees Celsius to minus 150 degrees Celsius in less than 1/100th of a second. And that's 6 times faster than it takes you to blink an eye. Basically, this doubles the current technical limits of jet engine speeds. Developed by Reaction Engines over the last 22 years, Saber, which is Synergenic Air-Breathing Rocket Engine, it's a new engine class that can operate both as an air-breathing and as a rocket mode engine. And this advanced combination of air cycle breathing, Saber rocket engine, enables aircraft to operate at speeds, like I said, up to 5 times the speed of sound, or fly directly into Earth orbit. Now, the next stage of the Saber program will include a full engine demonstrator. So they're going to come out with a working prototype that they'll be able to use for actual flight tests. The Saber-powered reusable space planes like Skylon will dramatically cut the cost of launching satellites by as much as 100 times. Now, the global space market is worth hundreds of billions of dollars annually. And this means that development of these vehicles offers major economic opportunities around the world. And it's estimated that the development for the Saber and the Skylon satellite launcher alone will see an investment of over 7.5 billion pounds, and creating about 70,000 jobs, because Reaction Engines is out of the UK. This is pretty cool. They have this pre-cooler that they developed. Not only is it super cool because it makes the engines go super fast and the planes there too, but it is really, really light, and they achieve the ability to create thin walls in their heat exchanger to separate the hot and cold fluids within their heat exchanger system. And coupled with advanced manufacturing techniques that allowed them to get those walls about 27 microns thick, and they can take pressures of over 150 bars That's 150 times greater than atmospheric pressure at temperatures ranging from over 1,000 degrees to minus 150. It's amazing. The technology that's coming through in engines like this, it just makes me wonder. You know, my wife's grandmother passed away here not too long ago. She was 99 and a half. And in her lifetime, you know, she saw basically the Wright brothers, the coming of all space flight, you know, the whole change of airline flight. I mean, from the Wright brothers all the way through the space shuttle, she's seen it all before she passed away. What are we on the verge of? I mean, I was young enough to where I saw the first man walk on the moon. I saw the launch of that when I was about 3 years old. One of my real great first memories of space, and kind of that actually got me interested in space. But what's going to happen in the rest of my lifetime? What are we going to see? Are we going to be seeing kind of like the space planes that you saw in 2001, A Space Odyssey, that Pan Am jet that went up into space, or at least low Earth orbit? Pretty darn cool. You know, I want to see something like that in my lifetime. And with this technology, it might actually happen. How cool is that? Well, I tell you what, that is actually it for all the articles I have for today. If you like the show, please, you know, mention us to a friend. I'm looking to get more listeners, obviously. Love you guys, but want more. Okay, all the show notes and links and contact info are available at the website, www.totallycooltech.com. If you have any questions or comments, just go ahead and email me, norbert@totallycooltech.com. Let me know about any cool tech that you're working with and you think we should be talking about on the show. Are you in high tech? Are you in solar? Because I'm doing solar now. What are you using in your everyday work? What are you using at home that's cool tech? Doesn't have to be high tech. Could be low tech. It doesn't matter. High tech, low tech, it's all still cool tech, right? Let me know. Talk about it. Send me an email. Send me a voicemail. You can call me at 540-999-TECH. You can look me up on Twitter. Just search for TCT Podcast. I'm out there. And yeah, send in an audio comment, something like that. Keep it clean. We'll even put you on the air. So, all right, everybody. That's it. I will see you next time.